You're listening to SBS News.
Even when it's dark at night, oh, shadows flicker, then they vanish. I'm famished.
Drawing jazz influences from her grandfather, a British pianist during World War II, with soul and funk from her mother, a Zulu woman from South Africa, singer-songwriter Odette's music is a kaleidoscopic blend of cultures and genres. And today, though the 21-year-old embraces her mixed heritage in both her art and personal life, she says straddling the two cultures hasn't always been easy.
I mean, I always knew I was African, but it was kind of the, like, realization that I wasn't white. It was like I had a literal identity crisis. It was really hard. It was really hard. And it took me years and years and years to navigate that confusion because once I realized I was black, and when I say that, people are immediately like, no, you're not, because I have lighter skin. So it was that navigation, not just within people who weren't black saying I wasn't black, but also people with darker skin who were black saying I wasn't black.
It was during those years of confusion that Odette, whose real name is Georgia Odette Sally Banks, forged her career. At just 14 years old, she caught the attention of the man who is now her manager, Andy Bryan from record label EMI, who says initially he was hesitant to sign her because of her age.
I was reluctant until I heard the song, and it's always about the song, and that kind of changes a lot of those internal boxes all of a sudden. All those red flags all of a sudden disappear, and it turns to intrigue, I guess. And then there's a process of finding why there is that intrigue and how someone of that age could create something that was so instant and complex for someone from that young.
Watch me read you. Like words ripped right off the page. Another ghost, another day of melancholy UV rays.
And I guess that was the driving force for me, going, I need to find out more about who this person is, where they've come from, and how on earth they were able to create what they were creating at that age.
Odette, however, was on her own journey of discovery. And as the tug of her African heritage grew stronger, her sense of identity developed in sync with her career.
Take It to the Heart off the album was very inspired by, like, Zulu beats and that kind of, like, uplifting kind of tempo.
Take it to the heart and wash it out. The emotional roller coaster experience during her coming of age is channeled in her lyrics. And while manager Andy Bryan praises what he calls Odette's incredible understanding of harmonies and melodies in her voice, he says her star power comes from her songwriting.
The lyrical richness was phenomenal. It was kind of mind-blowing, and it's something that she's managed to develop and get better at. But even at that age, it was kind of head-turning on the beauty and richness in those her lyrical content, and the way she delivered them in song was remarkable.
The release of her debut album last year, To a Stranger, led to a sold-out national tour. This year, she'll be going global, with a jam-packed international tour beginning next month. And having just celebrated her 21st birthday with the Zulu coming-of-age tradition, she's never been more ready to showcase exactly who she is to the world.
It's like a Zulu female bat mitzvah. It was really monumental for me. It was a big kind of moment of just, okay, like, you don't have to be conflicted anymore. Like, this is your knowledge and your heritage and your culture, and you don't have to be confused.
Take it to the heart and wash it out. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.